Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Murray makes a move. Gives it. The Nuggets have won!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
I just compare and contrast the announcing yesterday and last night's games with like what we get on like the ESPN nights. And like I know Mike Breen had the call on MSG. Mike Breen's great. Just don't really like the broadcast team that he's on right now. Just phenomenal calls, punctuated by Kevin Harlan's call of the Jamal Murray winner, which we just played coming back from break, courtesy of our friends at Turner Sports as the Nuggets beat the Lakers 101-99. Denver now about minus infinity to win the series. Jokic's stat line, like I didn't realize it until I looked up, woke up this morning.
Low scoring game, going to get a lot of boards. Yeah.
27-20-10. In my notes, I actually physically wrote out the word LOL, like the three letters LOL next to each other, next to his stat line. Absolutely ridiculous. Nuggets a 1.5-point favorite at the Lakers in game 3. 215.5 the total. Can't wait to bet Denver. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you get no argument here. I mean, I guess the argument's like, will they get the extra day to recuperate? I can't imagine those two stars playing that many minutes back-to-back games at altitude. And what's left after this? I mean, like LeBron,
a 3-0 deficit.
Yeah. Yes. And then you know what you get with a 3-0 deficit? You get the LeBron when he's done with a team 3-0 deficit, which is
the 1-2-3 Cancun.
Whipping passes to Austin Reeves out of bounds, scowling at Darvin Ham, sitting on the bench with the blank expression on his face. You're gonna get all that stuff. Take the jersey off as he walks in the tunnel after the game. There's your prediction for game 4.
You might get want to honor Kobe, the great Kobe Bryant, with Kobe's performance in that game 7 against the Suns like 20 years ago.
I'm just going to not shoot. I have good news is D'Angelo Russell probably happy to shoot in that situation. Yeah, just, I mean, really, really crazy stuff. Yeah, I mean, just from a betting standpoint, you mentioned the line for game 3. I mean, not a lot else changing here, right? I mean, it's just, this is Nuggets Central here on this show in terms of who we want to win the West, who we want to win the title. I mean, do you think after last night's game, we're going to change our opinion of anything? Be like, well, they got down a lot and Murray didn't play great for the first three quarters. I mean, the fact that they win a game like that, they played so bad even as they're coming back, they're playing. It's one of the really fun, funny scoring graphics that happens sometimes when a team has a scoring run, but it takes so long, it shouldn't be a run anymore. Like Denver outscored the Lakers 8-0 in 5 minutes. And I was like, that sucks for Denver too. that's really bad. Why are we acknowledging that? Wow. What a run. Actually, that's just the third quarter score. Actually, that's just what it is at that point. It was just, a really crazy experience. You and I both still like the Nuggets a lot to win the title. West, everything. We can talk about your team in a second, and get your viewing experience of that game. I don't know from a better, it's almost a much more fun thing to talk about as someone who watched the game than, hey, this market's so impacted. But it's just, however you felt about the Nuggets, last night certainly didn't change anything. And it's not this is some buy point for the Lakers. So what's left at this point, really? I mean, player props and stuff like that. It's more just, do you think it'll be a sweep? Do you think the Lakers will get a game? And we watch a lot of the game 2s coming up the next couple nights. Is there another team out there the answer is going to be no, that you think can provide even more resistance than what the Lakers are providing in these two games. I don't know what the argument is for yes, unless you think Minnesota's really on to something here and Edwards is about to play
an
like
answer.
This every game.
I think there's an answer, and I think it's like Kawhi's 100% and you get like A-plus effort from the Clippers all the way through.
No, he's not.
Just to be clear, even if that happened, I would still like the Nuggets, just that I think like that might be the answer to the question.
People say Dallas. It's just like, can you do it 4 out of 7? Like the Kyrie Skyhook game's awesome. Now do that 3 more times. In the playoffs, and that's the other thing, and Malone said this after the game, like it's really an incredible team building. It's like, well, who do we want on our team? Well, our star player is the best playoff player in the history of the league. And I said this yesterday. And the second best player is the player who improves the most in the playoffs versus the regular season. What a remarkable combination. That team should win all the time. They're winning all the time. And Malone even said it after the game, like what Murray's done in the playoffs rivals what like anybody's done. Like nobody gets better in the playoffs like he does. And so it's just, you know, you can even say like, well, Dallas in that regular season Sunday in the spring, and it's Denver's going to be different now. Murray's going to be way better. They're going to be more locked in. Like, I don't know who it is. It's almost like I think the Lakers were like the best chance. The team that always loses to Denver somehow was the best chance. It could still be Phoenix or Minnesota. It could be Dallas Clippers winner or Oklahoma City. You just survey the landscape and you just go, I just don't think so. Not yet. And I haven't seen anything yet that would make me change my mind.
And if Denver kind of like rolls through the Western Conference, not that they have to like sweep the Lakers and like sweep every series, but whatever. Let's say they beat the Lakers. I think they'll sweep, beat the Lakers in 5, whatever. Maybe beat the Suns or the Wolves in 6. Beat like the Clippers, the Mavericks, or the Thunder in like 6 or 7, and then they face Boston in the NBA Finals, and maybe Boston loses, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, to like the count from Sesame Street, right. 4 games en route to the NBA Finals. I thought it was interesting what Whale said yesterday, that he thinks like people would bet the Celtics up to like minus 200, and this is not to say like he's wrong, and like this maybe is the show, maybe a little bit of an echo chamber with us talking about that. No, we like the Nuggets to win the title, but like that's honestly I think like what we both think, and Drew came on, someone that we both respect a lot, and he's like, yeah, I think people would want to bet the Celtics. Here's my question, as someone who's wrong a lot, so not someone who does not have all the answers, the people that would want to bet the Celtics, why?
Well,
why?
A lot of people have bet the Celtics each of the last 2 years, because the idea is that like their team profile. So we're getting into like information, data, how a team looks on a sheet of paper, right? That's mostly what this is.
And it's not different, right? Because Denver's won the title last year, because it's all about like the team rating, right? It's nothing, because I could counter by saying, well, okay, like you might have liked them last year against Denver. Denver hadn't won the title yet. Like now they've won the title, so maybe you feel a little bit better about Denver, but that's not the thought process. And again, like I'm not trying to assail people that like a team other than Denver. I'm like legitimately asking like what the reason would be like to not like Denver to win.
Okay. I mean, like the Mahomes was a dog in the Super Bowl. Right? Like UConn was 2 possessions against Purdue. Like it just, the stuff happens sometimes. Like the market is not completely dictated by the player or team everyone thinks is awesome. It's just like not how the stuff works, you know, just not. And so you can see some pretty funny things sometimes, honestly. Like the Mahomes thing is a perfect example where it's like the casual observer or sports fan is never going to understand why that market is what it is. And therefore we'll almost think like, well, markets are stupid. And it's like, well, no, but like, these are pretty unique situations. I think like the fact that we have Jokic and Mahomes honestly playing at the same time, both in their absolute apex primes at the same time, not like a 2-year overlap where one's old and one's young, is kind of leading to some like remarkable setups, I think. Where
and Donovan Klingon. Like,
well, really, and like Dan Hurley, honestly, yeah. Is kind of who it is. So, but really, and like maybe UConn's a little different, maybe they're not. But even just these two players, professional sports, obviously, just that, you know, like the player and their value can't be accounted for properly, even versus, and the Celtics and Niners profile very similarly too. Like here are these like assemblies of talent that are unrivaled, and these regular season performances that are almost unrivaled. Remember, the Niners had one of the best regular seasons ever too, by a lot of measurement. So. It's just interesting that we may end up with the same matchup. And here's where I want to completely overreact. Or maybe we won't. What did you make of last night's game with the Knicks? You want to get into that next?
Can I toss something out at you very quickly? Because yeah. While you mentioned UConn and the Nuggets and the Chiefs, So if the Nuggets win the championship, we will have three teams across different sports, assuming like college basketball, not a professional sport, but a sport that will have repeated. And I'm trying to think like when the last time that happened as like a sicko, like sports trivia guy.
Yeah,
I mean, well, did the, in the early 90s.
Right, go ahead. What were you going
to say? So Duke won in 91 and 92. The Blue Jays won 92, 93. The Bulls won 91, 92, 93.
92, 93. Yeah.
The Cowboys won 92, 93. I don't know. Does that get you three? I was just like naming things. Maybe that gets you like three back-to-back winners in different sports at that time.
Yeah. I think like that's a really good era to bring up. Not because like this era is apples to apples, but just because it doesn't happen very often where across all the sports you have these things. I mean, first of all, like if you're going to throw
Dallas,
college basketball,
the Bulls and the Jays is the answer. Dallas, right. Toronto. Yeah, exactly.
But if you're going to throw college basketball and you're like never going to get an answer because it happens so rarely and that's in that sport specifically, right? In the NBA, it's going to happen a little bit more often, even especially that's one of the remarkable things about this era is what we're headed for potentially if the Nuggets don't win, it's what five new champions in 5 years or something, which we haven't had since like the 70s or something. Like it's been a long time is the idea. You're right. Like repeat winners. And I think with the NBA and NFL repeat winners that are led by like not hyperbolic, like perhaps the best player in the history of each sport, which is possible when we get to the end. People, I don't think Jokic is going to be on that trajectory, but like when you just win everything, how long does it take to get in that conversation, right? Like what if they just win again and he's finals MVP and he's got three MVPs and four, which basically like what a half dozen players have ever done. And this is sort of like becomes more of a first take thing about legacy, but just the idea that these two guys, it's just, I can't believe this overlap, right? Like, absolutely the best years of their career are coinciding at the exact same moment. And so they're winning titles at the same time. I think we both think the Chiefs are pretty likely to win the Super Bowl again next year. Would you bet another team against the Nuggets right now next year? You'd need to know something about player movement. Tough to imagine it happening, honestly, the way a lot of the teams are constructed. And the Nuggets are constructed in a way to have a mini run here. This is what everybody said last year, too, where they could win a few in a row. So it just, yeah, just remarkable to kind of step back and be like, yeah, you know, pretty freaking lucky that we get to watch both of these guys play in their primes at the same time in super high leverage spots and see them do these remarkable things all the time. Like really, like one of those things, like, you know, my son is, you know, six and I, you know, like he hasn't got, like, I'm going to tell him about Mahomes and I'm going to tell him about Jokic. He already knows about Jokic. He knows about Scottie Scheffler because he loves golf. He's like, did Scheffler win another tournament? Like, that's what he'll ask me like every weekend. And recently I just get to say, yes, he did. He did win another tournament. And he goes, wow, he won again. And, you know, these are the kind of players you tell your kids about. We got like two in their prime of the two most popular sports playing together right now and we're ripping off titles.
And I think you and I both kind of think maybe we'll do this later in the show. Like maybe Vegas has got a chance to repeat as Stanley Cup champions also in the National Hockey League. At least big win last night for them. Game one on the road in Dallas. You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken talking about just a magnificent Monday night in the world of sports. Okay, so you asked me what I think of the Knicks. So I'm a Knicks fan. So I don't know if I can give you like an unbiased reaction.
I have huge overreactions for you next segment. So give me this. Let's clear some space for you and the game last night and just the craziness that happened.
So I actually want to start with something that it's funny. It's like the tortured psyche of the Knicks fan.
Sure.
Where the first thing that it makes me think of, this is sick. Like it's sick. Like it makes me think of the Reggie Miller game. And a lot of people were drawing a corollary between the two. Like it's like someone even tweeted me. It's like the reverse Reggie game. Everyone was saying this is like payback for the Reggie Miller game. Okay. I was at the Reggie Miller game with my mom. Game one, 95 Eastern Conference Semis. This is the Ewing finger roll series. Yep. Knicks lose in seven. I'm at the game with my mom. I don't remember, honestly, but I'll tell you what I do remember is the Knicks are up big at the end. My mom wanted to like get on the Long Island Railroad to go home. So like, she took me, I'm like 12 years old. So we're going to leave to the Knicks, they're up big. Like they've won the game. All of a sudden I hear as we're like walking out of Madison Square Garden, not like out, but like we're out away from our seats and we're like walking through the concession area and I hear people booing and I'm like, what? We got to go and see what's happening here. And I remember walking out of the tunnel and seeing Reggie Miller to my right at the foul line taking free throws, like to put the Pacers up. What the hell just happened here? And that was the year after, obviously, the Knicks lost in seven to the Houston Rockets in the NBA Finals. So this is just years of absolute kicks in the nuts and punches to the gut and just soul-crushing defeat after soul-crushing defeat if you're a New York Knicks fan. So yes, like last night was great. It was 1/100th good as that was bad, as the Reggie Miller game was bad. So I want to start with that. That's how tortured Knicks fans are. That's what I want to start with instead of how great last night was how terrible the Reggie Miller game was. It does not make up for the Reggie Miller game. So part of me thinks, and obviously, like, we never win games like that. We lose games like that. Yes. We lose games like that, and we won the game. So look, obviously it's ridiculous, and I'm all fired up, and I'm going nuts. So here's kind of like the give and take, right? The angel on one shoulder, the devil on another, where I see the Knicks up 2-0, and I see Josh Hart's an awesome role player, and I love Hartenstein, and I love Mitchell Robinson. And the home court advantage when the Knicks are hosting games is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And Deuce McBride doesn't put up 30-plus last night, but he plays really well, seems to be a pretty quality role player. DiVincenzo was nails. Brunson hasn't played great. And if the role players can keep doing what they're doing and Brunson starts to play better, I mean, why can't they get to an Eastern Conference final? Why can't they give the Celtics a series? Also, if Brunson can't get it together, I think they could lose the series to the Sixers. I don't think this series is over yet. So I think like upside, NBA Finals, lose to Denver. Downside, like lose four straight in this series to the Philadelphia 76ers. So I don't know what to think.
Well, if you listen to Joel Embiid, it'd be like losing six straight in the series. Because Sixers should be up 2-0 right now. Yeah, they win more in order to get
there. Guess what? Like, you're not. Sorry, everyone. And told the Sixers fans say, bitching and moaning. Sorry, guys.
When you want to tell somebody to shut up, be like, go file a grievance. That should be the response. Yeah.
I almost dropped the B word that rhymes with witch, but I didn't. On the other side, more on the Knicks' miraculous win last night over Philadelphia, and we'll spin it forward, you know, from the betting perspective.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.